So when we feel stuck in a particular situation and we feel weakened by that and we don't get the impetus to say expand our vision and refocus, we start stagnating where we are. What do we do at that time? Yeah. See, basically we don't change till the cost of staying as we are exceeds the price of changing. Say if you are staying in a particular home, particular place we are staying, and we can shift to maybe some other place. Now you feel, oh, shifting is so much trouble, taking all this and going there. But the price where we are, it's increasing. Eventually, when it becomes, the disparity becomes very obvious. Hey, I'm paying so much over here. Even if I shift and go there, I would have to pay half of it also. Better let me shift over there. So now with respect to, say, shifting a home, we can have some more concrete figures. But with respect to our inner change, the concrete figures are not so much there. Okay, the price of changing and the cost of staying over here. What is more? So it's not so easy to perceive that. That's why we need to, at that time, zero in on something that we feel inspired to do. I was at a writing seminar. So I was telling that some devotees were telling me that if we read books by those who are authors, or we read articles, feel this article is so good. This book is so good. I can never write like this. Sometimes if we read something which is very good, then some people may be inspired. I also want to write like this. Some people may feel they lose inspiration. I can never write like this. So I said that sometimes you can look at the many people have their own blogs now. And some blogs are well written, some blogs are not at all well written. It's some blogs you read and you feel, you know, who was the English teacher for this person? So what happens is that sometimes when you see something, so I said that you read something, if you read something which is very poorly written, and you see that is also published, he says, reading that will inspire you. I can do at least better than this. So, the mind is tricky and we can't go with a one formula all the time for dealing with the mind. Sometimes the mind is inspired by something which is much better than where we are. Oh, I want to go there. But the mind can also be, this is here. And this person, this is getting, I can do better than this. I want to do it. So we have to see how we can get the motivation to move. And sometimes, even if we feel that this one thing I want to do, change, often it is, when we feel stagnated, it's good to start with something very small. If, say, you know, we all, many people get Bhagavad Gita as it is and then they keep it as it is. Okay, I will read it one day. But that one day, what happens? That one day will come one day. It becomes like that. So then you start, okay, I'll just read one verse every day. Can I do that? Yeah, one verse, I can do that. But one verse, what will happen? No, just read one verse every day. Bhagavatam, just read one verse every day. Okay, then what happens is, we just start with very small steps. So the idea is, when we feel stagnated, SSS, small, simple steps. We start with something very small, very simple, and do it. And then, with respect to inner change, momentum is more important than movement. I repeat this. In inner change, momentum is more important than movement. So, what does that mean? That means developing a habit of reading every day is much more important than reading a particular book. I may decide next max 1 month I am free. I'll read every day 3-4 hours. I'll complete maybe 2 cantos of Bhagavatam, 3 cantos of Bhagavatam. That's good. Okay, I read the book. But our purpose is not just to read scripture. Our purpose is to take shelter of scripture. And taking shelter means reading it regularly. We want to develop a habit. So that's why sometimes we feel disheartened because we think I have to make some big movement. And I'm not making that big movement. Or the effort in making that movement, big movement, is too much. I can't do it now. So we have to reconceptualize. Inner change, it's not so much of movement as momentum. And if we develop that momentum, every day I'll read. Even if I can't read one verse, I'll just open the Bhagavad Gita. I can't read one verse in purport. Okay, I'll just read one verse. Can I do that? Yeah, I can do that. So that way, if we do, we'll find that we will keep moving forward. And gradually things will improve. So the momentum will also increase. So that in the realm of status, just start with small, simple steps. Okay? Thank you.